Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Wow, Mom. Can you believe we've been here 2 weeks already?
It feels like 2 months for me. There's just so much I must learn at Dubai International School. I'm still finding my feet.
Lol, Mom. You sound like one of the students calling the school this.
Well, I'm quite settled in now. And I'm quite enjoying playing house husband. After all these years of going out to work, I'll find one soon. The one that said you're gonna make the money at this and it's more than enough to run a household. So, like, what's the rush now?
The rush, Ziad, is that you are the man of the house and you are the one that's supposed to be working.
Calm down, guys. No need to get all frazzled.
Why are you screaming? What's that noise?
Oh, Homer, I'm not screaming. Just trying to make myself heard over Twitter.
Twitter? It's called X nowadays. But I didn't even know you are on that thing. You can't even manage Instagram.
No, Hahu. You've got it wrong. I'm not on Twitter or X or whatever.
Now, wait. I'm confused, Aisha. I'm confused.
I needed to get away from the site to clear my head. I'm so glad you suggested 1011 Sabah. It's my favorite coffee shop.
I love the saffron latte here. It reminds me of the one we used to drink when we went on holiday to Iran. Mansoor, I saw that lady I was telling you about again today. The one I'm counseling.
The Filipino maid, correct? I remember you said she works for a very wealthy Arab family who live in one of the most exclusive mansions here in Dubai.
Yes. I won't disclose any of her personal details because of client's confidentiality. But I needed your help with this because I keep hitting a brick wall with her.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك.
Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anh reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, "Every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. The leader of a people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and he is responsible for them. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and his children, and she is responsible for them. The servant of a man is a guardian of the property of his master, and he is responsible for it. No doubt, every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock." Sahih al-Bukhari. Raisa is getting drawn into the glitz and glamour of the Dubai lifestyle. In a short span of time, she has forgotten her responsibilities as the mother of the home, leaving household chores and tasks to her husband. She has become nonchalant about her children's well-being and does not have the time to look into what is going on into their lives. Between work and weekends, when she spends most of her time catching up on social media, she comes upon Tess's Instagram page and sees a story of her recent visit to Atlantis. On impulse, she decides to message Tess and receives a voice note in return about how amazing Atlantis is and encouraging Raisa to take her family there for a weekend.
سهل الله دربك بالهدى في صلاتك والعطاء من حياتك كن سعيدا بذاتك دائما.
سلام رئيسه. I got your message on Instagram. Phew, I didn't realize. I should have given you my number when I spoke to you at the Dubai Mall the other day. Hope you're settling nicely into Dubai life. a completely different culture to what we used to, hey? Anyhow, you saw my Instagram story on Atlantis. We've been a couple of times and it's absolutely amazing. I would definitely recommend that you take your family and spend the weekend there. So I usually stay at the Palm Atlantis. It's quite pricey but worth every dinar. The restaurants are Michelin starred and the food is divine. Plus, you get free entrance into the Aqua Adventure World. Think Ushaka, but way better. There's like 100 water slides and rides, an aquarium where you can go down to the Aqua Track, dolphin interaction, and you can even do diving and snorkeling in the park. I did see some specials on for this month before the year-end rush. Let me know if you're interested and I'll forward them to you. Oh, and don't forget to tag my page. I do get some kickback from promotions, you know. Anyways, I hope I was of some help. Salam!
The very fancy Dubai International School, Sophia is sitting all alone at break time, eating a cheese and tomato sandwich made by Ziad for her lunch, when she is approached by two other girls.
Ma, salam. You are new here, right? We've seen you in our 10th grade classes.
Yeah. Chessmok? You speak Arabic?
No, not yet, but I'm going to start learning soon.
What is your name?
Sophia. I am Badul, and this is Huda. Where are you from, Sophia?
From South Africa.
Really? The land of the famous Nelson Mandela? I thought only black people lived in Africa, but you look Indian, and you are Muslim, right?
Yes, I'm Muslim. We have a lot of Muslims in our country, and South Africans are mostly black. But we do have all races within the country.
So, Junub Africa? Do you have lions in your backyard?
And wild animals roaming around on your streets?
No, all the animals are kept in the zoo or at the game reserves.
Really?
Ah, no.
I always thought that the animals in Junub Africa were free. So how long have you been here, Sophia?
We just got here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so you're an expat like me then. My folks are from India, but I was born and brought up here in Dubai. And Huda is one of the few girls at the school who isn't an expat. She's from Dubai, and so are her parents.
Aiwa, my parents were born here when my grandparents came here from Riyadh long time ago.
What are your parents doing here in Dubai, Sophia?
My mother's a teacher. She's teaching here at DIS. And your father? He's a bookkeeper. Where does he work?
He's still looking for a job. I mean, we came when Mom got a post at the school and...
Your father came when your mother's job strength. Ha! That's class.
Don't be so mean, Batul. Sophia, we're going to get some food from the cafeteria. Come with us and we'll introduce you to the rest of the gang.
You guys go ahead. I've eaten my lunch already.
You mean you bring lunch to school every day?
That sandwich I saw you eating. Huh. That isn't lunch. That's just a snack.
Sophia feels a bit overwhelmed by the other two girls, but she goes along with them to see what the cafeteria is like. It is the first time that she has stepped inside the school dining hall, and she is amazed at the fanciness and beauty of the place. It looks like the dining area of a hotel, with a wider range of foods on offer from countries all over the world. But when she sees the prices on the menu, Sophia realizes that the weekly allowance she gets will barely cover a drink, let alone a full lunch. Feeling embarrassed, she makes an excuse of needing the bathroom and flees the cafeteria, making her way to her mother's office, where she knows the other two girls won't come looking for her. Jumu'ah, and Ziyad and Hanzala are on their way to a masjid a few blocks away from their apartment. As they get closer, they can hear the adhan being called out. They enter the masjid and leave their shoes at the front and proceed to listen to the khutbah and then join the jamaat for salah.
How come they don't make dua after salah?
Different madhab, I guess.
Yep, must be very different. I even saw so many women walking in when I got here.
They have the women's section in the back, so lots of them come and pray salah at the masjid.
Ha, Mom and Raisa should have come. Daddy, the Pakistani friend I was talking about, he says he comes to this masjid sometimes. It's one of the few where the imam speaks Arabic, Urdu and English.
Really? Then maybe we should go and ask him about maktab classes. Hans, we don't want you falling too far behind with sabak. Let's go and speak to him now. I see he's still sitting in the front. Let's go.
Okay.
excuse me, Imam Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers.
Wa alaikum salam.
We look like new faces here, mashallah. Where are you from? Are you touring Dubai?
No, we just moved here a few weeks ago. We are from South Africa. I'm Ziyad Osman, and this is my son, Hanzala.
Ya hala, ahlan wa sahlan. Marhaban bikum, welcome to Dubai. I am Imam Sheikh Abu Ubaidah. You are staying close by, Akhi?
Yes, not too far from here. Kind of halfway between here and the Dumai Mall.
This is the first time you are visiting our masjid?
Yes, we've been praying most of our salah at the mosque in the mall. But today, we decided to explore the area on foot, and maps directed us to this masjid.
This is a really cool masjid, and massive. Dad, can I come here for years?
Ya mashallah, tabarakallah. You are learning the Quran? Such a young boy. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Gee, I'm already on the 19th para.
Mashallah. Ayu juz? What juz? Or what portion of the Quran?
Hanzala means he's 19th juz.
Ayah, mashallah, tabarakallah. Mashallah, tabarakallah. So you are continuing to learn while you are here?
Well, that's the plan. That's why we are looking for a suitable madrasa where Hanzala can complete his Quran. Do you have a maktab running from this masjid, Imam Sahib? Or do you hold hifz classes at the masjid here?
No. We do not have any such thing here. We do not encourage any sort of classes in our masajid in Dubai. If Hanzala wants to continue learning the Quran, he will have to go to a private tutor for the hifz Quran.
Wall masajid?
Naam. I do not know of a single masjid that has hifz classes. No, I do not know.
That's weird, Imam Sahib. In South Africa, almost every masjid has a hifz class taking place.
Ya Hanzala. Things are, how do I say, a bit different here in Dubai. But do not worry, Akhi. I will get to some numbers where you can go to get, inshallah, some private tuition. Bi-idhnillah, bi-mashiyatillah ta'ala. Khalas, inshallah.
Ziyad is perturbed by what Imam Abu Ubaidah has told him. But as they make their way home, back to the apartment for lunch with Raisa and Safiya, he decides not to discuss it with Hanzala. He feels a bit helpless and out of his depth as he has no friends or contacts or even acquaintances in Dubai who he can call on for the information he needs. Also, it dawns upon Ziyad that since Raisa is so busy working, she will expect him to be the one to listen to their son's door every day until they find a suitable maktab for Hanzala to attend. Ziyad hears his phone vibrate in his pocket, and when he takes it out, he sees a missed call from Raisa. He's just about to call her back when he looks up and notices that they are almost at their apartment building.
Ah, oh, come on, Hans. We are almost home. Mom's waiting for us for lunch. She sent a message. It's just to cross this road and...
Ziyad glances to his side and realizes that Hanzala is no longer next to him. He looks toward the road in front of their apartment and sees Hanzala standing halfway across the street, frozen to the spot, with a gigantic truck coming straight at him.
Hanzala! Hanzala!
Even though it is Sunday, Sabha does not go back to sleep after Fajr Salah, but instead makes herself a cup of tea and takes it outside to the balcony of the fancy apartment she and her family reside in. She is thinking about her mother when suddenly she hears the sliding door being pulled open and Rumana comes to stand next to her.
Oh, it's you. What are you doing up so early, Rumana?
I couldn't sleep, Ami. Better though, actually. Since I have a load of homework to complete, I thought you and Abba would have been gone for your walk along the beach like you usually do on Sundays.
We would have, but Abba has had a tough week at work, so he decided to lie in this morning.
You should do that sometime, Ami. You need to learn to chillax.
I would, but I suppose I'm like my own mother in that way. I don't know how to relax.
Speaking of Nani, how is she doing? Did you speak to Baba again?
I called him yesterday. He said that since the last incident this week, Nani's just withdrawn into herself. She just stares at the wall and refuses to do anything. The nurses are feeding her, but she's barely eating. And Baba says she has lost a lot of weight.
That's so sad. Nani was always such an elegant and stern woman. I remember when she came to visit us a few years ago. I think that was the last time we saw her. Ami, maybe you should go and see her. You are her only child. And, it might make her feel better if she sees you.
I know, Rumana. I know. But I just can't.
I don't understand, Ami. I mean, I know fleeing Kashmir was hard for you, but whatever happened was not Nani's fault.
No, Rumana. Whatever happened to me as a child wasn't Nani's fault. But what happened after that, when we were in Chicago and I was married to your father, that was my mother's fault. She didn't even support me when I needed her the most. She just watched me. When...
Do you mean getting divorced from my father? Mama, how could that be Nani's fault?
I don't even know how to explain it. She was... I don't know. It was all the stuff that happened before that, Rumana. You won't understand.
I'm not a little girl anymore, Mama. And maybe it's time you shared your story with me. Look at Amir. He was quite shaken up that day when you and Abba told him that I'm not Abba's real child. But he's fine with it now.
I know. And I'm sorry he had to find out. I wish he still didn't know.
These things have a way of coming out, Mama. Nothing remains a secret forever.
I know. But I just think it will change the way he feels about you, since you are no longer his sister.
Mama, Amir is not like that. I'm still his half-sister. I think it was just a shock for him to find out, but now that he's accepted it, things are perfectly normal with us. He even wants to know all about my real father, but I told him I'm not ready to find out about him, not after he left so suddenly when I was still a baby.
One day, when you are ready, I'll give you his contact details and you can speak to him. And in the meantime... It's not even 6 a.m. yet. I wonder who's calling so early.
Sabha is jarred by the ringing of her cell phone, but when she picks it up to answer, she sees her father's name appear on the screen. Worried and anxious, she answers quickly.
Hello? Baba? Baba?
Sabha, is that you? Sit down, Sabha-jan. I have some bad news.
What is it, Baba? Is it Mama? Did she have another attack? I hope she didn't hurt herself this time. I told you to tell the nurses not to leave her.
No, Sabha-jan, your mama, she's gone. She left me. Oh, Sabha, mama is dead.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production. يموت بياني شعري يراود